Former ESPN host Dan Le Batard says Trump wants to make America a whiter nation. By Dylan Gwynn on June 12, 2025. One of the mainstays of ESPN's ultra-woke era in the 2010s. Yes, there was an era, even more woke than now. Claims that President Trump's immigration policies are aimed at making America a whiter nation. Dan Le Batard, former host of Highly Questionable on ESPN, lashed out at the president Wednesday, criticizing both his stance on immigration and his crackdown on anti-ICE protests in California. Of course, everyone can agree, yes, illegal criminals in this country. Yes, get them out of here, Le Batard said on the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gutz. But wait a minute, who gets to decide what's illegal and criminal when you're just going to violate the Supreme Court and democracy and the Constitution and everything else in the name of? Now you've got an armed militia that says every protest is dangerous. Even the peaceful ones. And you can frame it that way because the people are brown. Co-host Jeremy Tash opined, "This is a use of the military against our own people. If this was happening in any other country, we would be looking at that as one of the most horrifying things that could possibly happen." Le Batard then laid into Trump again, saying he wanted to make America whiter and hateful. "This is exactly how it is that you circumvent what feels like American democracy to make sure that the others never unite like a union. You can always make them the others, and you'll always have white people on your side. Trying to make this country whiter in a way that is overt, that is political, that is hateful, and allows you to keep the right to make all people other than you criminals based on whatever you make the laws. Including just being brown, not having a license or being a criminal. Because you're just like all those other dirty Mexican rapists that we had to build a wall to keep out. We can hide under the semantics argument of, well, of course, illegal people who are here committing crimes shouldn't be here. But that doesn't mean you should make all brown people and black people that." ICE agents and other federal agencies have been working since the president's election to arrest people in the country illegally, though race has not factored into deciding who to arrest.